The formidable legacy of the Beachcombers television series was celebrated at events in Gibson's as the long-running CBC TV program marked its 50th anniversary with a reunion of actors, crew members, and admirers on October 1. Jackson Davies, who in 1975 joined the Beachcombers cast as RCMP officer John Constable, officiated at a reception held at the Molly's Reach Diner alongside Gibson City Councilor David Kroll. Kroll moved to Gibson's in 1979 to contribute to the show's production design and art direction. Davies recalled his unlikely induction into a program whose 19-year lifespan made it a Canadian television legend. "I used to think it was my incredible acting that got me the part," he chuckled. "But it actually came down to what size jacket I wore. CBC had only one RCMP uniform, a 42 tall. Basically, life is like that. We open the sliding doors, and, in a moment, we can go one way or the other way." Some 60 guests crowded into the waterfront diner that served as the hub for Beachcombers storylines. Molly's Reach has remained a globally recognized cultural landmark since the show concluded in 1990. Davies was joined by fellow cast members Nancy Chappell, Margaret, Bob Park, Huey, and Corey Douglas, Tommy. Charlene Alec, Sarah Jim, appeared via video connection. "It's a happy 50th anniversary of the first time we aired, but also a respectful tribute to PJ, Pat John, whom I love dearly," said Alec. Actor Pat John, whose character Jesse Jim was yoked in the log salvage business owned by Bruno Gerici's character Nick Adonitis, died in July. His son Matt John is a member of the Sea Shelt Nation. John declared that the impact of his father's death prompted him to return to life on the Sunshine Coast. "I see him, Pat John, everywhere I go in my hometown of Seashelt," John said. "I felt his presence while fishing and digging for clams, something my father loved doing out there on the water with me. When I listen closely, I can hear it. Welcome home, son." Corey Douglas, a former child actor, worked his first Beachcombers season in 1982. He acknowledged that the program's inclusion of First Nations actors placed it at the vanguard of Canadian television while it prompted Indigenous viewers to reflect on their own heritage. "I have spent most of my life trying to find my cultural identity and finally admitting to myself that I am First Nations," he said. Douglas studied architectural engineering following his tenure on Beachcombers. "I'm back doing some work here in Gibson's, as a cultural advisor. This is very much a second home for me, and there are pretty exciting projects out there. Truth and reconciliation, decolonization, and indigenization are real, and I'm really excited to be back." Paul Kamen, tourism recovery specialist with Sunshine Coast Tourism, acknowledged the positive economic and cultural effects of Beachcombers. Kamen announced that he, Davies and Kroll are discussing the possibility of a community-wide Beachcombers anniversary celebration in June 2023. Later, the Sunshine Coast Writers and Editors Society launched its Beachcombers 50th anniversary contest anthology at the Gibson's Heritage Playhouse with a series of readings by contest winners. The Beachcombers ukulele group singers performed a selection of Pat John's favorite rock and roll numbers. Kathleen, Cindy, Labonte Smith presented Matt John and his family with a portrait of his late father painted by Okotoks, Alberta-based artist Russell Thomas. The Sunshine Coast Museum and Archives has restored its Beachcombers display to mark the program's 50th anniversary. According to Davies, he continues to petition CBC Television to release the full extent of the 387-episode series for public broadcast or streaming.